There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, one of the artists who is here is Swiss-Egyptian artist Karim Nureldin. Did I say that right, Karim?
Yeah, it's true.
Yes, correct. It's true. That's definitely my name. So, Karim, you've been commissioned to do a piece at Art Dubai this year. We want to get into that in just a second. But first, just tell us how you would describe your work.
My work. Well, what we see is actually two pieces in textile, which is one part of my artistic production.
Yeah.
And textile done in India, hand woven. And actually, I was quite asked a few times that the title is invented, but since we're on radio, it's quite interesting. It could be a music piece, but a visual music piece. So if you're going to see it, you see that actually it could be like a, you know, like a flow, like a sound. Mm-hmm. And since it's abstract, non-figurative, I think that's one of the best description maybe.
Because the title is From Pen to Thread, Des.
Yeah.
So Des is a word that you kind of invented. It's like the feeling of a sound, right?
Usually comes with the production, but actually it's like a title of a sound or a piece. The most free thing, because once you go into production, it's I'm doing drawings, a lot of, in colors, and then since I know the producers, they are actually scanned and then sent over to India, and then usually you visit them, especially for here, which was a big project, and then they interpret and weaving it for months.
I wanted to talk to you about that, because you do the drawings, you send them off to India. I know you visited a lot.
Once a year.
Then it's only once a year. So then you are kind of handing over your baby for someone else to work on. That must be quite a scary time.
It's more than that. Actually, I give them a certain freedom as well. So there are certain rules, and then they can, you know, they're artists themselves as well, the weavers. And so they can go within that guidelines and actually use their own, you know, artistic knowledge, which I'm actually not able to do. But I had a friend I always wanted to do with textile. And I knew that India has a long tradition, and I said I was got to go and I have to visit them, and I really fall in love with both the people and the country, and we got along so easily. They said, let's just start, let's do a prototype, which I still have at my home, and from then on I knew things were working, so yes. So
Sounds great. Now, you've been commissioned by Julius Baer mm-hmm. Banking to do work for the lounge at Art Dubai this year. I mean, how much freedom, creative freedom, do you have when you get commissioned like that?
Yeah, you got to be sure as an artist you have the artistic freedom, otherwise it doesn't work. But very quickly, the bank itself has a long tradition in art collection.
Okay.
And actually the founders is a family founder, banking finance. They used to collect themselves, and then they in the 80s they said, let's do this for the whole company. So it's quite a serious business. It's quite in a good way. So I knew when they approached me, they already have work. They said, would you like to do this? Of course, we give you, in French, say, carte blanche. You have the artistic freedom, but it's also a lounge. That means it's not a museum, it's not a gallery, it's not a fair. We have people, we have guests, we're going to have lunch, we're going to have dinner, we're going to have a chat. Would you be interested? I said, of course. And what I would propose, I said, it would be the perfect thing to actually do textile. And it's almost a lucky thing that then they said, well, we have quite a lot of Indian visitors, and you're Swiss and you're Egyptian, so we have a Middle East roost.
Perfect fit.
It worked, and I'm quite pleased, I have to say. So
yeah, it's gone well.
Yes, I have the freedom as an artist, and at the same time, it was great to work together.
You know, I've heard you say, I was stalking you this morning, reading a bit about you.
Really?
Yeah. And I've heard you say things like, you don't do work with the thought of people liking it necessarily in mind. You do it for yourself.
No, you should not.
But do you care about people, how they interpret your work once they see it? Do you like to hear what they say about it, or?
Yeah, because art is still communication. Of course, it's something more, but I really think that you can choose what you like, what you don't like. You know, just don't look at it. And it's the same for me. I've been in museum galleries, and every once in a while I'm touched for something, and I think I just love it. And that's actually one reason I think creativity in art specifically is something very important. But I also think quick thing. Once you hear the artist or you read an interview, you actually realize that's just human. And everything else, you know, there's art historians and museums and career, whatever. But I sometimes try to get the person behind and you think, I mean, he's just normal. You know what I mean? And I think, so of course it's a professional thing. I've done fine art studies. I'm actually also, you know, lectureship. But I think the work is, you know, it's still, I'm still in my studio. I go every day. I have a couple assistants and I love the freedom, and it's still, it's not struggling, but you have doubts and you have to create. So I think you should stay human, and that's the access also for the public. So I try to respect everybody.
One of your pieces here is huge.
Yeah, it's quite weird because we did it for the space, so it's 40 meters. Yeah.
How long did that take?
They told me it took them quite a long, 3 months, because it's all handmade. And then there's a second piece, a smaller one in the lounge, which is done on a loom, because you got two pieces because there are two techniques, and they're actually two producers and actually two different locations in India. One is in Rajasthan, near the Pakistani border, and the other is Panipat, which is north of Delhi. And so they do two things because there's a different weaving technique. One takes a long time, it's the more traditional one, and one is the, let's say, faster one, but it's also more relaxed and it takes about a week. So one is about a week, the other took 3 months.
Are we going to get you back with any art that we can buy in the future at the fair?
Yeah, I mean, as again, I'm concerned about work, but of course I have galleries, and you know, I've got a show right now in Milan. I'm heading over to Cologne, but it's quite nice to see, you know, appreciation. But yeah, you know, I'm on the production side, and then of course what is also all about the fair, you have galleries representing us. So I'm not selling my work. These are, you know, galleries' work. I'm just want to come in my studio and doing things.
Karim, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show.
Great.
And a great insight into your work.
Thanks.
Thank you so much and enjoy Art Dubai.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.